Welcome to On the Verge and the Mental Fitness Series. I am your host, Kara Bradley, and I am excited to bring you more tools, more practices, and more effective ways of feeling and performing your best. What I am so passionate about, not only for me, but for you, is this body-first approach to feeling mentally fit. What is mental fitness? Well, it is what happens and it's how we feel when our body and mind are working together in synergy. When our body and mind are synchronized, what the heck does that even mean? You know, because you feel it. It's those moments when you feel like life is just flowing for you, when there's an ease of being, when there's an alertness and a clarity, when you feel in your body, when you feel in your life. Mental fitness is what happens when we take care of ourselves moment to moment and we check in with ourselves. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Last week, we started off on the mini wins. What are the mini wins? What is mini win? A mini win is an on-the-spot state shift. It's an on-the-spot solution to move you from a suboptimal or an unhelpful state to a more optimal state in that moment, where we shift from feeling busy and scattered to feeling our best, to feeling on our toes, ready for life. So mental fitness starts in the body, and that's the approach that I take in my years and years of being my own experiment, right? Being my own laboratory, and then also teaching thousands and thousands of people to tune into their body, I've come up with really effective strategies to help you with on-the-spot training, those mini wins, and also longer sustainable change. How do we impact our lives for a longer period of time? And that's through cross training. Today, we're going to continue with the mini wins. And this simple three-step process that I laid out in the last episode. The three-step process is this. You ask yourself, how am I right now? Ask, how am I? You just check in with yourself first. Two is to check in. Check in with your body-mind. But specifically with your body, we start there. How is my body? What's happening? This is something called interoceptive awareness. We tune in with the messages that are coming through us physically, through our nervous system, through our breath, through our heartbeat, and even through our emotions. How am I right now? And once you ask and then you check in, you choose. Choose what you need to shift into a more optimal state, or you might be good. You know, here's the thing though. If you're good and if you're in flow, you're not even going to remember to ask because you're in it. You're in life. You're present. You're on the verge. But it's those moments when you're feeling suboptimal, when you're not feeling as focused, as clear, as energized, as positive, as creative as you want to feel. That's when you apply a mini win. So again, the three-step process. One, ask, how am I? Let's do that right now. How am I? Check in with your body. You can offer a word, a description of how you feel, or you don't need to. You can just check in and listen to the nonverbal communication happening. And then choose. What do I need right now to feel more balanced, more coherent, more in flow? Last week we spoke about biology, breath, and nature as three really effective mini wins. Biology, change your biology. Go to the bathroom, wash your face, eat something, take a shower. You know, do something to change your physiology. Just simple, simple. Breath, change your breath pattern. You change your emotional pattern. When your breath is balanced, your mind is balanced and clear. So change your breath. We talked about that last week. And nature, getting out in nature, under the trees, under the sun, in the woods, by the beach, with your dog, something that is going to help you ground yourself. Today, we're going to talk about two more mini wins, and those are silence and stillness, both outer and inner. And I write about this in my book. Outer silence, outer stillness, very obvious. Inner silence, inner stillness, less obvious, and something that we want to train toward. So this big picture here, this big pause of how do we come to a full stop and experience silence and stillness is what we're going to talk about today in these mini wins. Now, I want to come completely clean with you. I'm not a pro at this. You know, I have practiced this for the last couple of decades, but it doesn't mean that I've mastered it or that I don't need moments where I need to come to that full stop and practice these mini wins. You know, I have had my bouts with stress, with adrenal fatigue too, by the way. That's like the second level adrenal fatigue. And I was diagnosed with that when I was running my yoga studio. Like, okay, you think running a yoga studio, you know, is like this chill job. No, I had full-blown adrenal fatigue. So I come to you standing side by side with you. And I know that these practices have helped me. So there is tremendous benefit to coming to a full stop, stopping everything several times a day. What happens when you come to a full stop is you allow the muddy water to settle to the bottom of the pond, right? Or the snow globe. Shake up that snow globe. Think about that. Picture that. And then you pause and you hold the snow globe. I used to do this all the time when I was speaking live to audiences. I held a snow globe in my hand, and we all just waited and watched the snow settle. That's all this is about. We don't believe it's going to work because it's so simple. Trust me, it does. So coming to a full stop, sitting in stillness and silence, it shifts our nervous system from a stress state to a more balanced autonomic coherence, this autonomic state of balance, of harmony. And when our nervous system starts to balance, the snow starts to settle, our mind starts to settle as well. We can impact our mental health by becoming finely tuned with our physical health or our physical states of being. So Finland, there was a research done in Finland, and they discovered that just 2 minutes of silence and stillness can greatly shift our state of being, can help us feel more relaxed, open, available for life. 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes several times a day to do this, especially when you're feeling your heart rate start to quicken, your breath start to shorten, your stomach start to clench, your throat start to clench. When you start to feel those signals of stress rising through your body in a nonverbal communication, this is your perfect opportunity, your ripe opportunity to come to a full stop, pause, and apply this mini win. Silence and stillness. So when we shut down the outer, right, the outer movement of our body through space by just sitting still, the outer noise by just turning off everything and sitting, we have an incredible impact on our nervous system and our state of being. Underneath outer silence and stillness is inner silence and inner stillness. And we, for most of us, can't really do this in just 2 minutes, but we can train to embody inner silence and inner stillness more often. And this is where the cross-training aspect of mental fitness comes in. The mini wins are on-the-spot solutions. The cross-training is something we start to do every day to cultivate long-term sustainable change in how we move through the world. So the cross-training, the body-mind cross-training, is meditation practice, mindfulness practice, body scan, slow-moving yoga, restorative yoga, yin yoga, yoga nidra. Anything that we can do that is slow or at a full stop, and we do it for longer periods of time, this starts to imprint on our nervous system, and our nervous system becomes conditioned to move, to sustain a more balanced state more often. The mini wins are amazing for on the spot, but the daily practices, those are what are necessary for long-term change. Again, cultivating inner silence and inner stillness. Like I said, I write about it in my book. You can check that out on The Verge. I'm also going to put some other episodes in the show notes. The inner stillness and the inner silence is what's cultivated in the quiet moments, early morning, late evening, in the woods, in those quiet moments of your life when you're in practice, in prayer, in journaling. And we start to move the needle so that the needle stays. It stays longer in a more coherent state, in a more synchronized, easy, balanced way of being. Mental fitness is the capacity for our body and mind to work together longer, synergistically, so that we amplify states of clarity, balance, flow. You, my friend, are worth every second of pause. Nobody can pause for you. No one can do this for you. So if there's anything that I want to relate to you, besides all the stuff I just said, it's that your body impacts your mental health. It is not selfish to really become fluent in the language of your body and to listen to what your body is saying non-verbally. How is your digestion? How is your sleep? How are the moments between the busyness? Where are you? Our lives are moving so fast and in such chaos that if you want to really reap the full experience of being alive, then listen. Listen to your body. Listen to yourself and start to trust that the messages coming to you from your body-mind are more important than anything else you're going to read, anything else you're going to hear. You first, my friend. You first. Okay. So we have a couple of more mini wins we're going to get to in the next episode, movement and rhythm. These are body first, on the spot solutions to shifting your state from busy to best. This is how we build mental fitness in our life. All right, that's all I have for you. But there are a couple of ways to go deeper, so make sure you check out the show notes, because I have some other episodes. I have my mental fitness protocol that you can grab for free at the link. And I also have my new mindful movement class course that was just launched by Mindful Magazine. It is a comprehensive, my most comprehensive work right now besides my book, is that mindful movement course. So grab it. All right, that's all. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, if you've gained some value from this, I'd so appreciate a review. It helps more people find this show and me. Be well, my friend. Take care.